USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he's confident a deal will be reached by the June 5th deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Speaking at the Capitol this morning, McCarthy said,
I don't give up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many times it takes. You want to make sure you get an agreement worthy of the American public.
He's meeting with White House negotiators for another round of talks as they try to resolve the final areas of disagreement. President Biden also expressing optimism that negotiators are very close to a deal to raise the debt ceiling. He made those comments as he left for Camp David for the long holiday weekend. Holiday travel this weekend is topping pre-pandemic levels, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said his department is keeping an eye on the air.
This is a big stress test of the system. We're seeing huge, huge demand. But so far, this holiday weekend appears to be headed in a good direction.
He says they're keeping an eye on some possible severe weather and whether or not the system is now able to handle the issues it will cause. The Texas State House will begin impeachment proceedings on Attorney General Ken Paxton today.
The Republican-led House General Investigating Committee had filed 20 articles of impeachment against Paxton, with allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and obstruction of justice. Paxton dismissed it as a witch hunt.
The fact that I was prohibited from presenting evidence to defend myself reveals that this shameful process was curated from the start as an act of political retribution.
Paxton has urged supporters to come to the State House to protest the impeachment proceedings. I'm Karen Sloan.
Consumers spent more in April. New government figures show consumer spending rose 0.8%, which is double what analysts had expected. And there was no winner in last night's Mega Millions, so the jackpot will continue to grow. Tuesday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery will be worth $187 million. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
The 2023 hurricane season is expected to be near normal. That's the prediction from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The official government forecast calling for 12 to 17 named storms, with 5 to 9 hurricanes and 1 to 4 major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher. The upcoming season is supposed to be less active than in recent years due to a developing El Nino pattern this summer, which can limit hurricane development. A small rural Texas high school has canceled their graduation ceremony.
Marlin High School is so small that the senior class is made up of 33 students. Only 5 of the school's seniors met the requirements to graduate. Officials at the school saying many of those students did not meet requirements due to attendance or grades. High schools announced that the graduation will now be rescheduled for June to provide more time for students to meet the necessary requirements. I'm Corey Myers.
The NHL Western Conference Final continues today with the Vegas Golden Knights hosting the Dallas Stars for Game 5 in that best-of-7 series. Vegas holds a 3-game-to-1 lead and could be headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the second time in 6 years with a win today. Puck drop is 5 p.m. Eastern. And the NBA Eastern Conference Finals are headed back to Miami tonight for Game 6 between the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat. Miami has a 3-games-to-2 lead over Boston. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.